Blog Talk Radio.
That's the sound of Jordan Pauline. She's an artist that I interviewed maybe a month or two ago, and that's her single. It's entitled What? She's out of LA. And I'm going to bring in my guest for this evening. I found this young man on Instagram. I found his work intriguing and entertaining. His name is Taylor Elijahs, and he's an entrepreneur, interviewer, and a videographer. He gained notoriety in 2019, though going viral on Instagram and TikTok, as well as through his weekly Kill the Beat Instagram rap contest and being reposted by Amanda Seals. Taylor Elijahs manages Foodie. He manages Foodie Sports Music, Entertainment, and Hip Hop blog pages, and is the sole producer, editor, and distributor of all the content himself. So without further ado, let's bring this multifaceted, multi-talented young man to the stage. Taylor Elijahs, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I like that intro. But I'm doing good.
So, I came across your page because of the comedic, I think it was something just very comedic about your delivery, like especially when you're playing newscaster, broadcaster, and you're interviewing people. Like yesterday, I came across one, and it was a young lady. She looked kind of innocent, and you were asking her about strip clubs. And then you asked the same question to a young man, and he couldn't hold back the laughter. So what started this motivation within you to just become this overnight success on IG? How did you approach all this?
Well, I actually went to high school for journalism. And
okay.
So I've really always had that personality. It just kind of transitioned into me doing it for myself and using my own brain to come up with questions, because I really came up trying to be a sports journalist, but like I also went to college for sports journalism before I transferred to a different college, but I just saw that that wasn't really the path that I was trying to go to, but I still wanted to be in entertainment and broadcast journalism, so I ended up getting the camera and asking my friends if they wanted to come help me shoot videos. And I'd go outside, and it just turned into that. I just consistently kept doing it. It was just really fun to do. And it's like right. The character that I play with this interviewer is still me. It's just an exaggerated version of me. Yeah.
Okay, so are you located in what city? Are you in New York?
Yeah, I'm located in New York.
Okay, because I'm from the Bronx. That's where I'm originally from. So sometimes it looks like you're shooting downtown somewhere in Soho. I just noticed it just looks like an interesting. Did you ever attend NYU by chance?
I have nine to attend at NYU. I've been there a couple of times just for like panels and events and stuff. But yeah, I usually shoot in Matt.
Okay. So are you originally from New York City?
Yeah, I've lived in New York my whole life of being on the circuit.
Okay, so what borough are you from in New York?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, you're a Brooklynite. All right. I'm from the Bronx. I have a friend of mine that lives out in Brooklyn, and he came on the show a while back, and his name, he goes by Gap Murder. He's on Instagram as well. He does this series on YouTube called The Brooklyn Way. There's a lot of talent out of Brooklyn. I also interviewed Azia from Hustle in Brooklyn, that TV show. Azia seems to be doing a lot of amazing things. And likewise, like what comes to you. So I see you said it's your I think it's like an alter ego, because he's very kind of like Pee Wee Herman / I don't know. It's just very, it's kind of funny. And so, like, I could see why people start giggling, because, you know, you have a way of the way you present yourself. I think I even saw you with some clips of you where you were just sitting with just various different, some of them look like they're celebs or individuals that are of importance. And one guy was like, I'm not going to do that, like what he did with his head. And I started laughing. He was bald, light skinned, and had a whole bunch of freckles all over his face. I don't know if he has anything to do with sports or not, but you seem to be making headway when it comes to being visually out there. And then I posted something with you. I believe her name is Robin. She's on Today or one of these morning shows. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so just to rewind a little bit, that's Sean Pekas. He worked for Def Jam and Roc Nation Sports and all that. He's an executive. But so with Robin, I went to Good Morning America. I have some connections there, and he got me some tickets. And me and a couple of my other friends, we went to Good Morning America. And I was like right behind the desk. And on my page, it was like a whole moment thing where I had people like make a caption for my face, because I could see myself through all the cameras that I'm actually behind the desk. So I was wearing my wristbands. I make wristbands that have my slogan on them. My slogan is, you doing good. I'm doing good. So I was wearing my wristband, and I had like flashed it to the camera, and I was like making a couple faces or whatever. But fast forward a little bit after the show, they were doing like meet and greet stuff, and I met Robin, and I gave her one of my wristbands, and she wanted to take a picture wearing the wristband. So that's how that came about. We just got a nice little photo op and stuff. But she's a cool person.
That's cool. Yeah. So where do you foresee, like, this going for yourself? And before you answer that, what's the motivation behind, like, the battle of, like, the each lyricist that you have, and then, you know, they go against each other, and then you judge it? Where did that segment come from? Where did that skit originate from?
So what I'm really trying to do on my platform is just provide opportunity that I wasn't given. You know, there's a lot of times, even still nowadays, that I feel as if I'm not given the opportunity that, you know, a lot of people don't really deserve things. I won't say that I feel as if I deserve things, but, you know, when you put in a certain amount of work, you feel as if, like, you're close enough to be able to get something that you think you want or need or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like
yeah.
I'm blocked from doing that. And but that doesn't stop me. I still keep going just because, you know, I have a bigger picture in mind with it. But with my platform, I like to give people the opportunities that they may not have been able to make themselves or be able to get somewhere else. And I just want to put people on pedestals that deserve them, or just let the people decide. Because a lot of times, somebody could think that they're good at something, but maybe they were surrounded by yes men or what have you.
Yeah.
So they come on my platform, and with my audience, they're actually like really engaging, and they will really take time to listen to whoever I just put on my page. And if they like you, they'll
right.
go follow you, they'll see your stuff. And if they don't like you, then, like, you know, you should probably just go work harder, because it's not like they're just hating on you to hate, you know. So
right.
I like to put people on platforms so they're actually getting, like, real responses. They're getting real comments. They're getting real feedback. And I just wanted to, you know, provide some place for the up-and-comer to shine.
Well, let's also say that what you're doing is very commendable, because I, too, feel like you sometimes when it comes to providing an outlet for those that I feel are the voiceless. Case in point, why this show is called Ty Jones The Voice. I want to be a voice for those I feel are voiceless, and that's why I use this platform for my podcast to interview people such as yourself and others that I feel are doing great things, giving forth great content, or just doing something to give back in such a amazing way that it should be recognized. And that's why you're here on my platform. And I, too, like you, you know, I studied broadcasting when I was back in college at Virginia State University. So I went the HBCU route. And I did radio the entire time while I was in school. I landed my first commercial gig when I was 25 in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I moved into hosting The Quiet Storm. And then eventually, you know, I stepped away from it. You know, life, motherhood, all that good stuff. But coming back to it and having it in my own way, you reap the benefits of what you sow. And I think you're doing that currently. You're going to continue to reap the benefits. So with that said, I wanted to ask you, you do other things such as you're interviewing rising artists, public figures, from Brothers Nature to Tisa Korean and Amani White, and outside of interviewing, you've also done videography work at Fool's Gold Day Off, and Young Thug's interview with, is it Tidal at the 4040 Club? Can you go into how do you make certain things like this happen in order for you to get certain interviews and have bookings such as this? Are you doing it all on your own when you get these type of bookings?
Well, I'm sure you know, being from the Bronx, in New York, you just got to go get it. Like, you have to create the opportunity for yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you. Like, I like being in Manhattan so much, because everywhere I look, more times than not, whoever's walking down the sidewalk, you know, whoever's walking down the sidewalk probably has money. or probably is of some kind of stature. I like that energy, and, like, it makes me want to work harder and get to where I want to be. And a lot of those opportunities that I've gotten, I literally just created for myself. And it all started, too, from me starting to create my platform from the beginning, which allowed me to get into certain doors later on. Because if I didn't have the certain stature that I have right now, I probably wouldn't be able to get in certain places. But being that I even took that risk in the beginning to even start and then be consistent, it allowed me to be here to where I have results to show that I'm not just starting out. You can trust me to do this. So I've been in a lot of places that a lot of people my age may never get to, and I literally only got those places by putting myself in the position to be there. Like with Fool's Gold, that was like kind of one of the turning points for my career right now, and that was simply because I got there early. Like, I can talk about it now, just feels like it's over, but I got there probably like 2.5 hours early, and I always have my camera on me, and I kind of just like walked in, and I was kind of mistaken for a worker there. Me and my friend, we were there and we were given workers passes. And up until this point, like I've done hostings for companies and, you know, I have connections to where that if I'm meeting a public figure, I can give them a name to where it's going to legitimize my presence in front of them right now. So when
right.
I originally saw Armani White, I was working with this company called Fueled by Culture, which they have an article on Forbes right now. So I was able to use that. Nowadays, I use my WorldStar leverage because my family actually owns WorldStar. So I use that leverage.
Cool.
And but at Fool's Gold.
Now, yeah. So the Fool's Gold Day. So that's interesting. So you, your friends, you go there. You get there early. You have your camera in hand, and someone's just like, "Hey, you. Okay, get over here. You're gonna do this," and you just go for it and just go ahead and do it.
So actually, it wasn't
that
even
how
bad. I had my camera out. They were doing sound checks. The artists were doing sound checks. And I just started recording stuff because wherever I go, I'm trying to get content, and I use it for my platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Like most times when I step out the house, I'm stepping out the house to get some content. So you know, I have my camera there, and I was shooting video and sound checks. And then security asked me, my friend, if you're working, and we said yeah. And then so we got these wristbands, and then I talked to Armani White, and I talked to Tease Korean, and Tease Korean told me that I'd asked him for an interview, and he said he would be down for the interview. But he wanted to go home and change, or go to the hotel and change, which was fine. And then I interviewed Armani White, and we were in the VIP. We were in the VIP section, and then after the interview, me and my friend just stayed there. And then later on down the line, they tried to like kick us out, or whatever. But at that point, I already had a co-sign from Keith Korean to be there. So I eventually, my friends, I was able to get us all press passes because I talked to Tease Korean and he said that we could interview him. So that I wasn't lying whenever I told somebody that. So we got the press passes and then we eventually were able to interview Tease Korean. And then from that point, I was on the stage doing videography at the festival. And it's like that was one of the turning points. And now at that point, now I have on my resume that I did videography at Fool's Gold. And I just leveraged that to every other venue that I went to or wherever else I wanted to go to. I just keep using whatever leverage that I did. Or like I was able to do videography at Apollo Theater for iHeartMedia and The Young Thug and SOBs. I did videography there. You know, it's just leverage.
Yeah, that SOBs is an iconic place. I've actually been there numerous amounts of time. I had a guy I dated. He was Danish, but he was Rastafarian, and he had a ska reggae group, and they were known as Skadanks, and they would perform at SOBs a few times. And I like your style. I recall when I was in my young 20s living in New York City, I got into club promotions, so I understand the hustle that you're doing. I was driven back then to want to succeed, and I noticed I put myself in certain situations to make opportunities happen. So all of this that you're doing currently, what do you foresee down the road for yourself what you're going to become, or what is it you're trying to do with all of the content? And each thing coincides with each other, from videography to interviewing to having all of this content. Do you see yourself like you have a broadcast network? You call it what, Taylor Elijah's Broadcast Network? Are you trying to get this to where you have a channel, a television channel, like how Diddy has Revolt? What do you foresee that happening with you, hon?
So I have a couple of different ways that I can really take this, and one of them is kind of in motion right now, so I don't really want to go too in depth on that one, but the overall goal is to have my own production company, and whatever that can come into fruition as in terms of a location, whether that be TV or what I'm currently in process of right now. You know, I want to have just long running content, because to me, content really dries up, or free content really dries up. So that's why I'm not even like fully pressed for TV, because me as a person of my age, I don't watch TV. So it's like, if I got on TV, would I even watch myself? Because I don't watch TV. So, you know, I'm definitely looking for.
So you wouldn't. You have to watch yourself. Like, you got to watch yourself. Like that.
I know. I watch myself a lot. You know.
Okay. All right. So, do you know any TV personalities or actors in New York City currently? Are you working with anyone that you care to share, or is that an area that you're still working towards doing?
So with, like, I'm not partnered with any, like, particular public figure, but, you know, I've made content with, like, at this point, a numerous amount of public figures. And what my thing is, too, I like to own my content. So I'm not really particularly pressed in collaborating if it's not, like, a legitimate collaboration, you know. Like, I don't want to work for somebody or something, and that opportunity has to come towards. I'm working with.
And you don't. And would you work on a show yourself, like maybe a non-speaking role, background extra, just to get on the show? Like, have you ever considered doing any of that stuff, or no?
I've been an extra in a couple of shows, but it didn't do it for me. You know, it just didn't do it for me. That's not what really gave me joy. Like, my mom put in my head as a young kid to just do what you love, and it'll never feel like work. And when I see something that I really enjoy doing, I chase it and I continue to do it because I enjoy it. Like, interviews I really enjoy doing, and just improv work in general. Like, I can come up with stuff off the top of my head just very easily, and I enjoy that. I enjoy, after an interview, somebody tells me that was the most fun interview they've ever had. Those are the type of things that I enjoy. Like, I don't, just to say I was on something, to be like an extra or have a non-speaking role, like, that doesn't really, like, I would get a nice little check after, but that wouldn't fulfill me. Like, I'm looking for in life, fulfillment and enjoyment, and to say that I really loved what I did with my life and I spent my time the way I wanted to spend my time. So, you know, and I feel like I've gotten this far, you know, doing what I wanted to do. So
that right there is the answer that solves it all. Like, you are a person that is driven to make yourself a household name in your own way. I admire that. I wanted to ask about WorldStar. So you say your family owns WorldStar. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So my uncle currently works at WorldStar, and my family member is Q, the originator of WorldStar. So he's no longer with us right now, but he made WorldStar, and, you know, truthfully, I was never, like, in super contact with him like that. But I've recently gotten more in contact with some other family members that work there. So, that's how I've been building that connection recently.
WorldStar is very out there when it comes to the type of content that they put out. And it's been successful for years. Like, everybody who's anybody, they scream out WorldStar when it comes to anything ratchet. You see a fist fight in the street or whatever it is. I noticed that's the go-to site for the entertainment gossip, and a whole bunch of other things. So that's impressive. They've been around for a while. Do you see yourself doing any work with them over there, or have you done some work with WorldStar?
Yeah, right now I'm actually working with them to shave down the prices for artists in order to get promotion on their sites, on their social media, their Instagram, YouTube, and to get on their website. I work with my family member in order to lower the prices a little bit, because not everybody, it's not built for everybody's pockets. So, you know, I've been working to provide people with a little bit of, you know, a way to accommodate them a little bit for the upcoming artists that may not have the label backing that can just throw $1 million at whatever promotion that they want, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, so I've been.
That's cool. So now how do you recruit your artists that do the battle of the beats, like that go back and forth? Are people submitting something somewhere in order to become someone that you are interested in, you know, matching up with another person? How does someone get in touch with you if they are interested in that?
Well, in the beginning, I literally honestly started this earlier this year, and it's just been pretty dope how far it's come at this point. Started just literally with my two friends, and then branched out to people seeing what I was doing and then hitting me up to be on it. If I knew some rappers personally, I would be like, yo, would you be interested in doing it? And then they would say yay or no, or and then they'd be down to do it. And it just, you know, the more buzz that came around it, and as the audience grew and with the consistency of it, you know, I was dropping it every Sunday for a long time. So, you know, the audience that was watching the show, and I treat my Instagram and my YouTube like a TV network already. So it's like everything that I come out with is a show that is going to be recurring. So I don't even come out with something if I don't feel like I'm going to be able to continue it, you know, unless it's like
right.
some short form type of content or like a skit or something. But when I come out with a show, right. I'm only coming out with it on my page. It's only coming out because, you know, you're going to see it multiple times. So with Kill That
right.
Beat, I just kept and people would, you know, hit me up for it, hit me up to compete. I have producers send me beats for it. So I'm using both an up-and-coming producer's beats, and then the two artists are up-and-coming artists as well, and they're battling against each other. And what's really dope is that, like, I have artists tell me after they compete that they listen to each other's music and they actually start building a connection. And, you know, I've seen it a lot.
Right.
They, like, respect each other's verses that they delivered, and then they'll, like, follow each other and they'll converse it. And I've had artists tell me that, which is really dope, just bringing people together. But if you're trying to get on Kill That Beat, you can either hit me up on my production page, Taylor, ELAJAS, or my personal page, which I'll probably see faster, which is I Am Taylor, ELAJAS, pronounced I Am Taylor, LJAS. But, yeah, I've been doing it since, like, March, and I just hope we can continue to turn it into even bigger and better outside of just digital space. I'm trying to make it, like, a live thing as well, and, you know, that's the next step for that.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty cool concept. I know I have an artist that I definitely want to send your way, and he's my cousin. He's been rapping and doing his thing for a few years now, and he's out of Tampa, Florida. And I'm definitely going to shoot him your info so he can submit it to you. And since we've been talking, I know of a producer, he's a dear friend to me, that I'm going to want to put you in touch with after the show. I'll just text you and text him too to reach out and see if it's okay and leave him your number. His name is Teddy Ted, and Teddy is he created Awesome Duo with him and another brother. But he also produces for old school hip hop artists such as Nice and Smooth. I'm not quite sure if you're familiar with them. And he does work with Positive K and a few other hip hop artists that are old school from back in the day. So I definitely want to put you in touch with him since he is in Jersey and works in the city in various different studios and things such as that. That might be a good connect for you to have for the old school artists. I know you always feature new young millennials, things that we're doing, but you can pay tribute to the old sometimes too. they did pave the way. So what do you think about something such as that?
Oh yeah, I'm open to any type of beat. Like, I don't turn down any type of beats, because to me, if you're an artist and you can't rap on any type of beat, then like, you should reevaluate yourself. I have artists that tell me, oh, I can't do it, I can't do that, I can't do this. And, you know, to me, it's just confusing. Like, yes, that may not be your preferred type of beat, but at the same time, this is not a song. It's a competition. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're not putting this out on streaming so that your fan base thinks this is the type of music that they'll get. This is just a competition. So, you know, you should be able to rap on whatever beat I give you. And obviously, it shouldn't be, like, a completely horrendous beat, but, like, if it's a beat that works, then you should be able to spit a verse on it. So yeah, I'm open to whatever type of beat that's sent to me. I'm all for paying tribute to the. I literally used to do segments on my page called Today in Music History, where I would just highlight things that happened on this day in whatever year, whether it be 1900s or early 2000s. I used to do that type of segment. So I'm always open to highlighting the past in the present. You know, I used to do it a little bit too much. That's why I had to, you know, because at the same time, we're still, hip-hop is a young man's game. It's always been, and I think it always will continue to be. So I still have to, you know, stay in the present as well, but I'm definitely not opposed to highlighting the past.
Okay, so let me see. I'm going to find a song, and I'm going to see how you judge it. And we will leave it on for a few seconds, okay? You give me your reaction to it. Let's go. Let's see if this is the correct one. It's by Jay Reed out of Tampa, Florida. This one is called Get the Bag, and I just hope I titled it right. So just bear with me. Let's see what you think of this track.
Out the jack, 200 on the dash, man, I don't mean to brag, all I do is get the bag, $1 million swag, but I ain't never lag, you can tell by my rag, all I do is get the bag, haters stay mad, pin to the pad, anytime I'm in the lab, all I do is get the bag, look, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it, now get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it, read, about time that they notice me, I make fans go crazy, like Jodeci, hands down, I don't know nobody cold as me, anesthesia on the beat, then perform surgery, get money, flip it quick, haters stay counterfeit, you ain't in my circle unless we getting something out of it, it's a long trip, hiking mountains to the top, riding in a drop top to $1 million yacht, stop. Gotta get money quicker than re-ups. I'm the shit, gonorrhea. Life's a bitch like Madea. And that's word to my nigga JP. You would think I'm from Miami, how I'm rolling with heat.
There you go. So that's JV with Get the Bag out of Tampa, Florida. Give me your take on that, Taylor.
That was dope, though. Actually, that's some dope punchlines. Sounds like it'd be pretty good coming out of the speaker.
Cool.
Couldn't tell the mixing too much through the phone, but it sounded like it was relatively well mixed. But I definitely messed with the punchline that he delivered. I can't really get like a too much in-depth review. I usually like to listen to things through headphones whenever I'm given like an actual review.
Yeah.
But it's not. It definitely sounds like it's not a,
so
not a bad tune.
Is he someone that would be a match that if I submitted his stuff to you or had him submit his music to you, that he could be one of your battle of your beats or your two DJ beats, like Kill the Beat? Would he be someone that could be considered for that?
I'm definitely open to the conversation. We can talk about it
after
we get off air, but I'm open to the conversation.
Definitely. That's awesome. I'm going to reach out to him and tell him to send you the DM with the information needed, because I think he would be someone that you would consider. So let's get back to the Kill the Beat and the other content you're doing, like randomly going up to people the way you do and asking random questions. Especially the one that got me, I posted it, which I thought was funny because you really did throw the young lady off guard when you asked her about strip clubs. And she doesn't even look like the type that goes to a strip club. So what was the purpose of, like, what was the purpose for her? Was it just to see what type of reaction you get from people?
So that actually was just like a clip of the episode. The episode was called "What If You Woke Up as Soulja Boy," and yeah, that was like a part of that episode. And the funny part is, like, she got so uncomfortable during the interview that she just walked away, and wasn't like with me. Like, I'm not. My goal is to entertain you and make you feel comfortable, even if I'm asking you something uncomfortable. Right. And like when she walked away, I didn't even really say anything that required her to walk away, but you could just tell that she was like a not comfortable individual in the first place.
Well,
and
she doesn't even look like the type that goes to a strip club. Like, she looks like Marcy from the Peanuts game. Like, she's just really simple. So I'm surprised her face didn't turn red, because she didn't look very comfortable when you were asking her that. And then the young man that just started laughing, I don't even think he responded. I think he just started laughing. Like, he couldn't even take it. That was cute.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Did he ever talk?
No, yeah, he definitely. I'm going to say, for those listening, if you're trying to find out more what we're talking about, you should just type in "What If You Woke Up as Soulja Boy," and you'll see what fully happens. You know, Taylor L. Jazz on YouTube.
Can I find that on YouTube? Okay, I'm gonna look that
YouTube.
Up. So, is that where the full skits are on? Is on YouTube that I see on Facebook?
Yeah, where the extended versions of those mini clips that I post on Instagram, the extended versions are on YouTube.
Yeah.
They're soon going to be somewhere else as well, but they're on YouTube right now, and that's where I post. That's where I'm about to start posting my full-length Bridging the Gap interviews. That's the interviews that I do with public figures. Those are going to be on YouTube now. Previously, they were on IGTV. But for all my L. Jazz on the Street episodes, those are on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the purpose of what I really wanted to do with that at first was just to entertain, and just I like to control what's happening in the interview. Right, and during the interview, I want you to feel very comfortable saying whatever is on your mind. You know, I don't want you to filter.
Okay, so let's say you're doing an impromptu, and you know somewhat of how you hear my personality through this interview. What if you did a random skit on me and threw out a random question, what would something like that sound like if you had to just do it right now, impromptu? What would you come up with? I'll give you a few seconds to think about it, if you can.
I might do like a Burrow thing, since you're from the Bronx. I mean, that's like a different team. Bronx and Brooklyn female. I may do something like that. If I was actually in the Bronx interviewing you, that probably would definitely be the way I went with that. But with it all depends, though, because with those type of questions, I always pre-plan the question, and then I pre-plan the rebuttal sometimes, and then it's like 85% impromptu. And then 15 pre-planned rebuttals, because I might know what.
Okay.
So, like my very first one.
So wait a minute. Your pre-plan. Are you giving them the rebuttal to say? Is that what you're trying to say? Like, since it's pre-planned.
No, I don't give them the rebuttal. I give them the question, and I just know what an answer might be, so I'll pre-plan a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go impromptu off of that. But, like, you know, depending on the question, I just feel like I know what an answer might be after that. But,
okay, I get it.
Yeah. But,
have
like,
you
with
ever
one of the
gotten, Have you ever gotten smacked or cursed out at by randomly? Like, I know you don't show that, but I'm sure there's outtakes. Have you ever been, you know, cursed out, or someone just felt insulted and so it went wrong? Has that ever occurred?
Honestly, even when I was doing my more racy stuff, like I earlier in the year, I used to do videos like, what if you woke up as an Asian man? What if you woke up as a black man? What if you woke up as a white man? I've never gotten touched. I've never, you know, the closest thing that is anything to what you're referring to is that female walking off from the video. But other than that, like I make people feel comfortable enough to be able to say what they want to say. So even if like they may, even if they feel like I'm making them uncomfortable, by the end of it, they're still laughing. And, like, we're fine after the camera's cut off. There's never been any type of animosity from anybody that I've interviewed. And that's why, like, why I love doing it so much, because I know how to get a rise out of you. So even if you might feel a little uncomfortable, you're still going to be entertained during it, and you'll still end up laughing at some point, you know, so.
Right. I like that. I'm going to have to start looking at some of your YouTube. I looked at a lot of your skits on Instagram. Some of them had me cracking up. I like to be silly. I like to laugh. And I see you going places with your form of art, form of broadcasting. I wish you well with what you're doing. It definitely needs to be televised. I still say that. And you have what you call Taylor, and how do I pronounce the second part of your name, since I think I mispronounced it the first time.
It's what I told people. You separate the ELA, and then you separate the jazz, and you put it together, and it's Ella Jazz. So you got
Ella Jazz.
ELA, which is Ella, and then JAS, which is jazz, and you put it together, it's Taylor Ella Jazz.
Okay, is that your given name, or is that a name that you created?
That's my stage name, Eljas. Eljas means beast in Estonian.
Oh, that's awesome. So this is your broadcast network, everything that you are displaying on your Instagram and on YouTube. Have you been getting any positive feedback from those that may want to pick you up to do other things, like because of your comedic take on this? Have you had anyone approach you about doing other things?
Not really. I feel like I'm honestly still a little low key with it. Like, people that I actually interview, I think another thing is, too, people get so caught off guard by my interview that, like, they leave just so off guard to where, like, they might even not even, like, think to say more to me after that. But I don't know. But, yeah, I haven't been approached on anything outside of that. But at the end of the day, you know, that doesn't bother me. That's not, like, why I do this for. Like, I'm not – my end-all, be-all isn't to do this so somebody will tell me to be a – actor on their show. Like, if that comes from it, cool, but like I like to own all my own content. I like I'm trying to make
you're
my,
going to
my...
I mean, I just see you, Taylor, like, I don't think it's something that you want or try to do. I believe that you're going to be exposed in a certain way if you continue up what you're doing, because you come off to me like someone that is a young rising, like, Chris Rock, or a young rising Rel, or a young rising Kevin Hart. And you just seem like the type that you're starting here, but you could easily be a host on a game show because you're funny. I could see you on a comedy. There's a young man, he did some stuff on TikTok, I believe. And then he started doing movies. He's a young black man, comedian. He was in this movie, I think it was I watched the movie. There was money in a frat house that he had to go and get, that he believed was family-earned money that he had to pretend to join this fraternity, which was an all-white fraternity. I forget his name, but I know he was like one of those that, such as yourself, that doing stuff on these TikToks or all these others, and then they just become an overnight sensation. So you have gone viral, and what was it that caused you to go viral? Which was it that put you out there? Because I saw that in 2019, through going viral on Instagram and TikTok, so you gained that notoriety. How? What was it that allowed you to go viral on your IG and TikTok?
So the first time I went viral was with this clip of this girl from my What If You Woke Up As a Black Man episode, and she was saying that reverse racism isn't real. And that was just, and like, it's crazy because I posted that back in January, and I still get comments on the video to this day. And it did around, like 17K on my personal page. And then this other page picked it up, Rap Archives, and they got 700,000 on that page.
Wow.
And from there, Amanda Seals had reposted it after like a bunch of other blogs reposted the video. Amanda Seals posted it on her page, and you know, I got some more notoriety from that. And yeah, like that, she got people very upset, but she really wasn't saying. She wasn't saying anything bad, in my opinion. It was really just me stating facts. But, you know, it got people riled up. It was a controversial statement. So, yeah, that was the first time I went viral. And the second time I went viral was on this page called Comedic Vibes. I have this other character called LJ, where I literally go in Manhattan dressed like a crackhead.
Oh, God.
Very,
okay.
Reminiscent.
Now, where
Tyrone
can I
Biggins.
Find that skit at? Is that on YouTube
as
well?
Also on YouTube, yep. It's called
Now,
a
what's
Day in
the
Life
name of that one?
Yeah, it's
what's
called A Day in
called?
The Life of LJ.
Of LJ.
A Day in the Life of LJ.
Okay, I'm gonna look. So this one, you're doing a crackhead, and this is the one that went viral?
Yeah, that one went viral on Instagram and TikTok. And, I was dressed as a crackhead. I think I was in Washington Square Park. And I was sitting down. I had the speaker playing in the Arms of the Angel. Had a cardboard box saying, on the cardboard box, it said, "Not broke, just need money for tuition." Because I'm not trying to perpetuate that I was homeless or anything. I made it very clear, I'm not broke, but this tuition is a lot. And I actually got some money.
No, that's cool. Cute. That's funny because I've roamed through Washington Square Park in my young 20s, and I've lived in New York, and you do see random characters that do ask for money, or and they are on all kinds of stuff out there, so it's interesting. Do you feel that society we're living in now, with all your trolls and social media becoming so large, do you feel some people are overly sensitive about content and they take it too personal?
It's all about the delivery. Like in life, everything is delivery. You know, to me, I'm surprised I don't really get as much flack as for the type of content that I make. But at the end of the day, like, I'm delivering
it. For example, this is the thing. For example, I don't know if you're familiar with the R&B singer Tank, okay? So Tank is a singer, very well known. He was on Angela Yee's Lip Service. And they asked a question about, you know, oral sex, like fellatio. If a man did it, and you know, maybe they did it twice, you know, maybe they did it more than once, is that man considered gay? And he said, well, he didn't think that man was considered gay. He thinks he was just being curious. And then he'll grow up and hey, if he gets married and has kids, that's his business. So a lot of people got offended by what he said, started trolling him, started calling him fags, and this man has got a beautiful wife. She's gorgeous. They just recently married. And you know what I mean? Like, so the twisting of his words, overdoing it with the responses, that's what I mean. Do you feel like in this day and age in society, you cannot state your opinion, whether it's not the norm of what others would think, and feel like you're being passed judgment on that? What do you think?
I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of these people wouldn't say these same things to Tank in their face. So, like, I don't really put too much weight into trolling and all. Like, majority of people really won't say anything in any of these people's faces. When they see the public figure, they will just ask for a picture, or they'll be like, oh my gosh. Like, the same energy is usually not reciprocated from online to real life. And at the end of the day, if Tank would have said this before Instagram, before Twitter, before Facebook, if he would have said it, it would have been the same thing. That's how he felt. It's just that now he can see directly what people feel about what he said. But, you know, like...
Now, does that happen to you? Does that happen to you with some of the content? And some of the, have you gotten trolls, or have you gotten the ugly comments on some of your work? Like, do you get that, and how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I've gotten called the N-word. People feel uncomfortable about my content sometimes, but like that really doesn't matter to me. You know, like I feel like I'm built a certain way to where that just it doesn't affect me. Like it really doesn't. It's just accounts.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good to know because, you know, everybody has a different way of coping, being sensitive to other people's flack. Some people take it and, you know, their reaction may not be so good. Like, you know, hey, Malik Yoba, he stormed off of a set and was really upset over, you know, the interviewer putting him on the spot when he was defending transvestites, people that are in the trans community. So it's a thing where you have to stand for something and don't fall for everything out here, and just make your yeses yeses and your noes noes. That's what I feel. So I want to thank you for being on the show tonight, and I want you to tell others any up-and-coming projects you have and where they can follow you if they want to find you, Taylor.
So thank you for having me up here. It was a great time. So my project that I've been working on for a little while now is going to debut next week on my YouTube and my Instagram, Taylor Elajas, ELAJAS. You can Google me. I'm on every platform. And also have a podcast called Pre-Dawn Thoughts, by the way, on all audio streaming platforms. But this project I'm talking about is called Dolly Vocals. And I have a artist. We're in a clothing store. There's three camera angles. And they're performing for the viewer at home as well as whoever was in the store that day. And I really worked very hard on this project. It's been a recurring thing with this clothing store that I've been working with. And, you know, I'm really proud to put it out. It's going to be coming out next week. And you can catch a snippet of it on my Instagram with this artist named Lanish Raquel. She has a beautiful voice. So you guys should all listen to her music and follow her on streaming and Instagram as well. But and you can just check out my content because I post all the time. And I watch my own stuff more than I watch anybody else's stuff. And if I don't post for more than a couple of days, then I get bored, and I don't like being bored. So you are not going to be bored as long as you follow me, because I'm always going to have more new content coming. Got a podcast, got my Instagram,
and
YouTube.
And where is the podcast, Taylor? Where can we look you up on your podcast? Is there a link on your IG page for the podcast? Where's your podcast at to where if I wanted to look it up? And do you recruit guests to be on the podcast, or how is this podcast, what's the flow of it, and how do you create content, and are you ever interviewing people to be on the podcast? How does this work?
So my podcast name is Pre-Dawn Thoughts. It takes you into a trip in the mind of the upcoming entrepreneur and entertainer that I am, and I give you just daily insight into my life and just the things that I go through being an upcoming entertainer and interviewer. It's called Pre-Dawn Thoughts as an Instagram, Pre-Dawn Thoughts, and it's also in the bio of my personal page. I am Taylor Elajaz, E-L-A-J-A-S. But with Pre-Dawn Thoughts, it's on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Deezer, TuneIn, all that. And I haven't had a guest yet, but if you want to be on, we could definitely talk about it, or anybody wants to be on, just hit me up at I am Taylor Elajaz. It's usually where I'll see stuff faster, like messages and whatever. But, yeah, it has an Instagram page, at Pre-Dawn Thoughts. If you don't know how to spell that, it's P-R-E-D-A-W-N Thoughts. And also the Facebook, you know, that's what it is with that. But I also have a sports page and a food page. Sports page is Mixtape Moves. If you like seeing cool dunks and listening to new music, it's a mixture of that on that page. I have a food photography page. It's called Elajaz Aesthetics, E-L-A-J-A-S-A-E-S-T-H-E-T-I-C-S. And, yeah, just keep tuning in because I got more
so
stuff.
So, Taylor, I'm gonna post my bid up now, so you need to schedule a time slot to have me on your podcast, one favor for another. I think I would be interested in seeing how the role is reversed with me being on your show and how I would be interacting with you. So I'm interested, and you just let me know when you want to do it, and I will make time for that. So just keep me posting and let me know when I can come through.
I'm definitely going to let you know. I appreciate you having me up on
your show. I appreciate you being here, and thank you so much for the plethora of information. Those that are listening tonight to Taylor on my Ty Jones The Voice, you can hear this afterwards, Taylor. It will be replayed on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, immediately going on Facebook and Twitter right after the broadcast. Taylor, I could share the link with you, so if you wanted to share it with others. But you said you're on Facebook. What's your name on Facebook? Are you a page to follow and like, or do you have just like a regular profile page?
So with Facebook, I have a community page called Home of the Wolves that you guys can join. That's the Facebook community for my supporters that I call the Wolfpack. And I have my own Facebook page called Elajaz, as well as another one called This Taylor with a the quotation mark next to it. You can just type in at
Elajaz. The Elajaz on Facebook is what I'm. So it's just E-L-A-J-A-J-A-H-S. Elajaz, is that the only name when you're looking it up on Facebook?
No, so it's the first one is the same as my Instagram name, Taylor Elajaz. So you just type in at Taylor
okay.
E-L-A-J-A-S on Facebook, and then This Taylor will pop up. And then the other one is Elajaz Page, E-L-A-J-A-S Page, and stuff is always being posted on both those pages. So
okay, I'll look those up, But those that are listening tonight, you can find us on Facebook as well as Twitter, and it'll also be on all my other pages that do a replay. I want to thank you tonight, Ella Jazz, for being on my show, and I will continue to follow you, and I'll send you my interest in being on your podcast for sure.
Dope, dope. It's a great time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for having. Thank you for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful night. This is Ty Jones, and I am the voice. And my final thought for this evening, I will suggest that you become your own cheerleader. After listening to this bright young man and all of the things that he is doing with his career, and being taken such initiative to make a name for himself out in this world of social media by allowing himself to be the it factor in all he does with his Kill the Beat on Instagram. He's on TikTok. He's on Facebook. He has, you know, foodie page and sports and music, entertainment and hip-hop blog pages. So these are things that, if you want to consider supporting yourself, do it by becoming your biggest cheerleader. And there's nothing in this life that you can't accomplish. It just takes a lot of initiative, hard work, and drive and ambition. This is your girl, Ty Jones, and this is The Voice. And tune in. Next show will be announced. It will be with my co-host, Miss Tisha. In the Big C segment, we will be continuing our awareness with breast cancer and all of the preventive ways that you can at least save your life. So we're doing that and much more. Thank you. And taking me out of here will be, we'll just finish up with Jay Reed and Get the Bag right here on Ty Jones The Voice. Thank you and good night.
Out the jack, 200 on the dash, man, I don't mean to brag, all I do is get the bag, $1 million swag, but I ain't never lag, you can tell by my rag, all I do is get the bag, haters stay mad, pin to the pad, anytime I'm in the lab, all I do is get the bag, look, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it, now get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it, read, about time that they notice me, I make fans go crazy, like Jodeci, hands down, I don't know nobody cold as me, anesthesia on the beat, then perform surgery, get money, flip it quick, haters stay counterfeit, you ain't in my circle unless we getting something out of it, it's a long trip, hiking mountains to the top, riding in a drop top to a $1 million yacht, stop. Gotta get money quicker than re-ups. I'm the shit, gonorrhea. Life's a bitch like Madea. And that's word to my nigga JP. You would think I'm from Miami, how I'm rolling with heat. Shout out to Track T, cause he got the LB. And I got the kill streak to face all you MCs. Grinding with no sleep. The money devotes me. You know what provoked me? The money you owe me, nigga. Hey, shout out to the boys, you know we do it. It's the unity. Hopping out the jack, 200 on the dash, man, I don't mean to brag, all I do is get the bag, $1 million swag, but I ain't never lag, you can tell by my rag, all I do is get the bag, haters stay mad, spin to the pad, anytime I'm in the lab, all I do is get the bag.